Black Box Thinking by Matthew Syed. In Black Box Thinking, The Surprising Truth About Success, Matthew Syed explores one of the most vital, yet often resisted, drivers of performance improvement, learning from failure. Drawing parallels from aviation, healthcare, criminal justice, and business, Syed argues that success is not about avoiding mistakes, but about harnessing them as fuel for growth. He introduces the concept of a black box mindset, modeled on the aviation industry's approach to crash investigation, where errors are examined openly and systematically in order to prevent recurrence. By contrast, many industries, including medicine, fall prey to a closed mindset, where mistakes are hidden, rationalized, or punished, thereby blocking the very feedback loops that allow complex systems to evolve. For veterinary practice owners and clinical leaders in the United Kingdom, black box thinking provides a compelling framework for embedding learning, safety, and adaptability into the fabric of everyday operations. Syed begins by contrasting two industries, aviation and healthcare. In aviation, when a plane crashes, an independent investigation follows. The aircraft's black boxes, the flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder, are recovered and analyzed in detail. The goal is not to assign blame, but to uncover root causes. The findings are shared widely, resulting in rapid systemic improvements. This culture of openness has helped make commercial aviation one of the safest industries in the world. In healthcare, by contrast, mistakes are more often buried. Clinicians fear litigation, loss of reputation, or disciplinary action. Errors go unreported, lessons are not shared, and the same failures recur. Syed recounts harrowing examples where diagnostic or surgical errors led to preventable deaths, yet were met with denial, deflection, or silence. He does not blame individuals. Instead, he highlights how the system's culture makes it difficult for professionals to admit mistakes, even to themselves. This insight resonates deeply in veterinary medicine, where professional pride, client expectations, and fear of regulatory scrutiny can make open discussion of errors challenging. The core message of black box thinking is that failure is not the opposite of success, it is its foundation. In complex systems, failure is inevitable. The question is whether we build systems that learn from it or systems that suppress it. Syed draws on psychological research, including Carol Dweck's theory of growth versus fixed mindsets. Individuals with a fixed mindset view failure as a reflection of their core ability and therefore seek to avoid it. Those with a growth mindset see failure as feedback, an opportunity to improve. Syed extends this concept from individuals to organizations. A black box organization treats errors as learning signals. A closed organization treats them as threats. Syed then explores how high-performing systems use marginal gains to compound improvement. He describes how Team Sky in professional cycling made hundreds of tiny improvements, sleep hygiene, hand washing, bike ergonomics, to gain a competitive edge. Crucially, these improvements were not grand strategies, but the result of continuous feedback and experimentation. In a veterinary practice, this might translate into refining how receptionists triage calls, how nurses prepare for surgery, or how clinicians communicate follow-up plans. No single tweak may be transformative, but together they generate a step change in performance. A powerful motif in the book is the difference between blame culture and learning culture. In a blame culture, mistakes are punished, leading to fear and secrecy. In a learning culture, mistakes are analyzed constructively, leading to insight and innovation. Syed gives the example of Virgin Atlantic's internal feedback system, where staff are encouraged to report issues without fear of reprisal. This enables early warning signals to be spotted before they escalate. In veterinary practice, this is analogous to a nurse flagging inconsistent post-operative instructions or a receptionist reporting a client complaint trend. If the culture rewards honesty and inquiry, systems can evolve. If it punishes candor, it invites stagnation and rework. Syed is clear that embracing failure is not the same as accepting incompetence. The goal is not to tolerate avoidable errors, but to create systems that reduce the likelihood of repetition. He draws from James Reason's Swiss cheese model of error, where multiple layers of defense exist, but each has holes. When the holes align, failure occurs. The solution is to strengthen each layer, through protocols, communication, training, and system design. For veterinary leaders, this means reviewing not only what went wrong, but how the system allowed it to happen. Did the nurse induction cover anesthetic monitoring? Was the equipment labeled correctly? Was the discharge conversation rushed? Syed also explores the idea of cognitive dissonance, the psychological discomfort we feel when confronted with evidence that contradicts our beliefs. He argues that many professionals, including doctors, lawyers, and senior executives, develop elaborate defenses to protect their self-image from the reality of failure. They reinterpret facts, question the motives of others, or double down on flawed assumptions. This defense mechanism is deeply human, but organizationally dangerous. It prevents learning. Syed urges leaders to create environments where people can acknowledge and explore dissonance without shame. One way to overcome this, he suggests, is to use deliberate experimentation. In the scientific world, hypotheses are tested, falsified, and refined. Failure is not a verdict, it is data. The same mindset can be applied in business. For example, a practice might trial a new consultation length, a new booking system, or a client education campaign, but only if they are willing to measure and reflect on what does not work. Too often, changes are implemented without clear metrics, or abandoned based on gut reaction. Syed argues for experimentation with rigor: test, measure, reflect, adapt. Syed also examines confirmation bias, the tendency to seek information that confirms our existing beliefs. This can distort everything from recruitment decisions to pricing strategies. In one case, a business team misread customer data because they were too wedded to their preferred product idea. The implication is clear. Feedback must be sought widely and interpreted honestly. For veterinary practices, this might mean reviewing client surveys, not just to celebrate praise, but to learn from complaints. It might mean asking exit interview questions of departing staff, or performing clinical audits that include a genuine search for errors, not just confirmation of protocols. The book also touches on the role of hierarchy. Syed notes that in rigidly hierarchical cultures, such as some medical and military environments, junior staff often feel unable to challenge senior decisions, even when they sense something is wrong. This can have fatal consequences. The same dynamic plays out in veterinary teams, where junior nurses or recent graduates may observe a problem but hesitate to speak up. Syed suggests that organizations must actively empower all voices. A checklist alone is not enough. The culture must invite challenge. Leaders must model vulnerability, accept dissent, and reward curiosity. Syed offers a compelling case study from aviation, where after the Tenerife airport disaster, the industry radically changed cockpit culture. Crew resource management was introduced to ensure that co-pilots and cabin crew could challenge captains without fear. Checklists were redesigned to be read aloud. Communication protocols were standardized. These changes did not arise from regulation. They arose from facing failure honestly. In veterinary practice, similar shifts are possible. For example, encouraging nurses to speak up during surgery or during consult prep, or setting up structured debriefs after critical incidents. These are not soft skills, they are survival skills. A final insight from black box thinking is the danger of groupthink. Syed explores how high-status teams can become echo chambers. He describes NASA's Challenger disaster, where engineers knew of O-ring issues, but the culture and decision-making process suppressed their concerns. The lesson is not that expertise is the problem, but that expertise without humility is. For veterinary leaders, especially those in successful or growing practices, this is a crucial warning. The absence of challenge does not indicate clarity, it may indicate fear. Applying black box thinking to a United Kingdom veterinary business begins with a cultural audit. Are mistakes discussed openly or avoided? Are team members encouraged to report near misses, or are they quietly buried? Is data used to challenge assumptions or to defend them? Leaders must take responsibility for creating a psychologically safe environment where people feel respected and supported when admitting fallibility. This does not mean eliminating accountability, it means reframing it. The goal is not to avoid blame, but to allocate learning. Practically, practices can introduce no-blame incident reporting systems, regular case debriefs, and structured client feedback loops. Training should include how to give and receive feedback constructively, how to run after-action reviews, and how to distinguish systemic versus individual errors. Leaders should model the behavior they seek by acknowledging their own mistakes, inviting critique, and prioritizing learning over pride. Decision-making should include pre-mortems, imagining what could go wrong, post-mortems, reviewing what did, and small-scale experimentation. Veterinary practices should also develop clearer metrics to track the impact of change. For example, trialing a new surgical checklist might involve tracking not just surgical complications, but also communication quality, staff confidence, and client understanding. Feedback must be fast, focused, and frequent. Progress should be celebrated, but learning must remain ongoing. No process is perfect. Every system can evolve. Ultimately, black box thinking is a call to humility, discipline, and openness. It challenges the myth that great organizations are flawless. Instead, they are relentless learners. They create structures that invite feedback, cultures that welcome honesty, and systems that adapt. For veterinary practices in the United Kingdom seeking to improve outcomes, reduce burnout, and deliver more consistent client experiences, this mindset is not just desirable, it is essential. Matthew Syed's core insight is that failure is information. Deny it and you repeat it. Embrace it and you improve. The question for veterinary leaders is not whether errors will happen, but whether you will build a business that learns from them. That is the heart of black box thinking.